Box A, Modal Dialog Boxes, the Dialog Procedure. A modal dialog box is a dialog box that does not close until the user has made some sort of selection. Moreover, a dialog box is a kind of window, and as such, has its own window procedure function. So this is an important point. Dialog boxes are windows, and so have window procedures, and are also identified with the window handle. You will see that controls are also windows. So you can kind of begin to see the pattern of Windows programming, where many of the objects are thought of as objects, and many of the functions work with any kind of window. A dialog box window procedure looks similar to a regular window procedure, except that it returns bool. Box A shows a typical dialog procedure declaration. Notice that it is also a callback function, and that it takes the same parameters as a traditional window procedure. Box B, the dialog box function. To display a modal dialog box, we use the dialog box function. The first parameter is a handle to the application instance, which, recall, is passed into the program from the WinMain function. The second parameter is used to specify the dialog box resource template. Again, we use the makeIntResource macro applied to our dialog resource ID for this parameter. The third parameter is a handle to the window, which will be the parent window of the modal dialog box. Finally, the last parameter is a pointer to the dialog procedure function. The bottom of box B gives an example of how this function might be called. Box C, handling button presses. Button presses are handled much like menu item selections. When a button on a dialog box is pressed, a WM command message is sent to the dialog procedure of the dialog box the button control lies on. For this message, the lower 16 bits of the WParam parameter stores the resource ID of the button control the user pressed. So from that information, we can determine which specific button was pressed. Continuing our example of the About dialog box, recall that the OK button was given the ID, ID OK. So in the About Box dialog procedure, we handle the WM command message and then test the value of the lower 16 bits of the WParam parameter. If the value is ID OK, then we know the OK button was pressed. Thus, we can close the About dialog box, which is done with the End Dialog function. This function takes a handle to the dialog window that is to be ended for the first parameter and a return code for the second parameter. Box D, Summary. Here we briefly summarize what we have discussed thus far. 1. Create and design the graphical layout of a dialog box with the Visual C++ resource editor. 2. A dialog box is a kind of window, and as such, needs its own dialog procedure. 3. A modal dialog can be displayed with the dialog box function. 4. A modal dialog can be ended with the End Dialog function. 5. When a button control is pushed, it sends a WM command message to the parent dialog's window procedure.